This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I was really close to my brother. We worked some jobs together. We were in a band together for 14 years.
Oh, nice.
What is, what's it? You said that the shows weren't interesting enough, but how is it working with your brother day in and day out? What's that like?
It was a love-hate relationship, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I was
about.
Hoping you would say that. It makes me feel better.
So, you know, we had an incredible relationship where he took care of some responsibilities, I took care of the other, and we would always meet and talk about what was going on. There were things that we had harsh disagreements about, and we would fight, scream, and yell. But at the end of the day, we love each other, so we would hug. And, you know, I sold my brother my Porsche 2 years ago, and it was just so easy because of it. We, you know, we hugged, we looked at the numbers, we said, yes, yes, yes. It was a win-win-win, and we walked out. I'm still there, you know, helping him out with culture and things, but it just makes it so much easier when you can understand the other person, regardless if it's your brother or not, and right. Know that a fight isn't an emotional or personal attack. It's just the other person wanting the best for the business, and then you just have to kind of figure it out from there.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. And sometimes when you have the same vision and you're passionate about it, but just have different priorities on how to get there or different responsibilities, it can get heated sometimes. But when the passion's there and you have the same vision, you can align and reach the same goals.
Yeah, exactly. And I couldn't have done it without him. He taught me so much, and I'm so much of the man I am today because of him, and him taking me under the wing, saying, "Hey, you're a broke musician. I'll give you a couple of bucks." And he kind of slave drew me. You know, he was paying me. It was like $1,000 a month. I was working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. I did the math. It really was below the salary requirements, but I'll let that go for now.
So. It ended up working out for you.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.